Figaro. 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 Figaro.
You're listening to the Mike Caro Radio Show. I am the community, proudly broadcasting from Woodridge, Illinois.
Last night I took a walk in the dark, a swinging place called Palisades Park, to have some fun and see what I could see. That's where the girls are. I took a ride on a shoot-de-shoot. The girl I sat beside was awful cute, and when it stopped she was holding hands with me. My heart was flying up like a rocket ship, rocking band. And when we move, I give that girl a hug. In the tunnel of love, you'll never know how great a kiss can be when you stopped at the top of a Ferris wheel. When I fell in love down at Palisades Park.
Welcome back to another edition of the Mike Caro Radio Show. Eye on the Community here in the Woodridge Public Library. We definitely have our eye on the community, and it is Monday, July 6th, 2009. I'm personally still getting over the 4th of July. A lot of great celebrations, especially in Woodridge. Had a little much to drink and eat and drink and such like that. But right now we're here on a beautiful Monday evening with a great band called The Runaways. And we're going to go around the room and first of all and have everyone tell us your name, if you want to divulge where you're from and what instrument you play. We'll start with you, Tom.
I'm Tom. Play rhythm guitar. I'm from Homer Glen, Illinois.
Sandy. Homer Glen, Illinois. Keyboards.
I'm Dan, I play drums, and I'm from Bolingbrook.
Rick Mallon from Villa Park, keyboards and vocals.
Hi, I'm Doris, I'm from Elgin, and I do vocals.
I'm Wally Cook, I am from Aurora, I play bass and sing background vocals.
And hi, I'm Dewey, and I'm from Montgomery, and I play lead guitar.
And now we'll start with you, Rick, and tell us, you have a great band there. Of course, I was there at your concert in Westmont and a lot of great music. But first of all, Rick, tell us how this band all got started.
Well, I was in a band for some years with my daughter, and she moved on with another band, and I got in a recording studio for about 3 years. And I found out that just being in the studio doesn't expand you as a musician. I needed to play live as well, do studio work, so I decided to start a band again. And I thought what would be best suited for what I've done through the years is to start a 50s-60s band and try and do things different than some of the other bands that are out there. Everything we do is positive music. It's love songs. We're not afraid to do some of those songs that other bands don't do. I mean, we can rock it, but we don't go down that hard avenue. We do songs like Rhythm of the Rain, you know, Cupid, Romeo and Juliet, and we get great crowd responses from that. People always tell us, I haven't heard that song in years. So I started the band when I put something on the internet, and Danny got a hold of me. The drummer was a band called Fastlane. That lasted maybe about 6 months, and since then there's been a lot of changes. I met Tom and Sandy through my daughter, who plays with the New Invaders, which I know you've interviewed. And I met them from going to the concerts because Joe is their brother-in-law, and Joe is the lead player. So that's how I met them, and I started to find out that Sandy played keyboard, so I asked her if she'd like to come on board. And Dewey is a pretty good story because the last time we seen each other was gym class in high school. We both had our leather jackets, and it was that era. And out of nowhere, through the old bass player, he got hooked up with us, and it's been a nice addition. Just seeing each other was good. It's just a lot of years just melted away. It's like we're back together again. And Wally is just recently in the band, about 6 months. He works with Dewey. He's teaches music at school, so he's quite an accomplished musician and bass player. Doris is very interesting. How I met her. I also play in the worship team at Church King of Glory out in Elgin. And we were together for about a year, and I turned to her one day at practice and said, how would you like to join a band? We need another vocalist.
Just vocals only, though.
Yeah, and she said, okay, I'll try it out. And I gave her a CD, which was pretty much a live CD, and just a couple mics. It didn't sound as good.
It was bad.
Yeah, the quality was bad. And she had reservations about coming, and when she showed up, I'll let her tell that story, which is pretty good.
You.
So go ahead.
Okay, so I showed up anyway because I told him I was going to, with every intention of not even wanting to step into that place. So I listened to the band, and what they had on their CD and what I saw in front of me were two totally different things. And my foot started going, and he said, if you know the song, just come on in. And I'm like, but I really liked it. It was really cool. It was neat. I was excited. I went home, and my husband goes, well, did you tell him? And I said, yeah, I told him, I'll join. He's like, what? You know, after hearing that tape. And that's when I told Rick, you know, you got to change that tape and just bring it up. And that's what he did. He started rocking and rolling. We started getting these good people, and with a lot of work and way too many practices, but it's well paid off. Here we are, and it's such a pleasure to be here too.
Oh, Dan, it's definitely my pleasure. And now we want to talk to you, Dan, because I really enjoyed your drumming, and I don't want to get in trouble. I don't want to get any angry messages from other drummers, and I mean no disrespect, but sometimes drummers tend to play fills, and they tend to go on their own beat, and I must say, commend you, Dan, because you were right there. You had a lot of fills, but it really seemed like you were in tune. You were playing with the same band, to be blunt about it. So great job on the drums.
Thank you very much for the compliment. It was it's been quite an experience playing with these guys. And I got to hand it to Rick. I mean, with the practice, he just drives you all the time. Practice, practice, practice. So made me a better drummer.
Oh, great. We appreciate that. And now we'll move back to Doris for just a moment, because I know, Doris, we've got to do it. But the question is, now, when I first saw the band, I thought it was awesome that you had two female performers. I guess you had Sandy there on keyboards, and I believe backing vocals, Sandy.
Yes.
And Doris on lead vocals there. And what's great about that is now you can do guy songs, so-called guy songs,
yeah,
so-called girl songs. I don't really believe, you know, music is music, but now you could do pretty much all genders of music then.
Yeah, it's we like a variety. Buddy Holly's song was one that we recently added, and because Linda Rodstadt did it also, I'm like, well, somebody brought it up, we decided to play it, have a good time with it. There's just, our thing is, I think that we like to see what the audience like to hear. What haven't they heard in a long time? What they might not ever hear again, you know? So I think that's what we put out there to keep them excited, interested, see that foot going, the head moving a little bit. All of a sudden you start seeing them sing with us. That's a real driving force. And I guess that's the only thing I can really think of saying. Once we see them move, it makes us rock even harder. And then we're digging a little bit more for what songs can we bring that nobody likes to play or no one might not want to play because they don't know what type of reaction they're going to get.
Oh, okay. And now we want to talk to both Tom and Dewey as the two guitar guys. Now, you know, I've talked to many of bands, and, you know, I says, is there necessarily a rhythm guitar guy? Is there a, you know, a lead guitar guy? Do you mix it up? So primarily, you pretty much, Tom, do rhythm, and Dewey lead guitar. Do you take lead sometimes, and you do rhythm, Dewey, or how does that work?
Oh, I think I'd rather leave the leads to Dewey. We've had some experiences with me trying one little ditty, and there's some problems with things at a time. But I'm more than happy just sitting back and playing the rhythm. That's what I feel the most comfortable with. And Dewey, on the other hand...
Oh, I just love playing lead guitar, but one of these days we're going to put time in on a lead and when he's least expecting it, but it's just a thrill to play with these guys, and it's fun to play leads and, you know, hear all the people that we have supporting me, and I try to fill in when I can to make it sound the best, and just try to keep us like a team and not try to, like, just go over the top, as you might say.
Oh, great. And now, Wally, as the bass player, you know, the question is, now being an inspiring bass player myself, you know, I'm sure you've played in, you know, many bands. So when you play this type of music, is the beats or the bass lines different than, like, I don't know if you've been in jazz or things like that, but I mean, for you, the bass lines are fun to play and all that?
Yeah, it's a different feel for sure. I've probably spent most of my career playing jazz or jazz-oriented music. But this is the music that, for the most part, I grew up with. I started listening to AM radio in about 1962, 63. That was at the time when the Puff the Magic Dragon was still on the top 40. And that was one of the things that I liked about the 60s in particular, is that on AM radio, which was pretty much the only radio there was at the time. I mean, there may have been FM, I don't know, but we weren't listening to it. You know, we were listening to WLS and WCFL out of Chicago. But you would hear folk music, you would hear rock music, you'd hear blues, you'd hear rhythm and blues, you'd hear Motown, you'd hear, you know, pop ditties, and it was a real mixture, and I really enjoyed that, and I learned a lot about music. And then, of course, the Beatles hit and the whole British invasion thing, and that was a whole other aspect of music that joined in. But, yeah, the beat structure in rock and blues is a little bit different. I'm playing slightly different bass lines, but the feel for the beat still has to be there, because these tunes, most of them grew out of the blues tradition, as did jazz. So, you know, a lot of these branches of the tree kind of go back to the same trunk. So as a drummer and as a bass player, especially, and also as a guitarist or a singer or a keyboard player, you have to really feel the beat. It has to be a part of you in order, you know, to do a good job playing this kind of music. So it's a challenge, and it's a lot of fun at the same time.
And he's definitely good at it.
Oh, okay. And now, before we go to break, we definitely want to talk to you, Sandy, and Rick, because now I understand both of you are the keyboard players then. So the interesting question for our listeners is, when you're both playing the keyboards at the same time, then there's two different keyboard parts then.
I have to say, though, is when Rick asked me to join the band and I heard him play, I was like, what do you want me for? He is just absolutely awesome on the keyboard. I mean, I play okay, but I now know what my job is and why. And he's a lead singer. I can, you know, help out in that respect, where he can back off. I can, you know, take over when he's singing. And I'll let him talk about the different parts that we do.
That was another concept I looked at when putting this band together. Some people had questions about the size with seven people. Well, I was trying to achieve against something different, not that old tradition. Two female singers lead and backup, other people singing, and with the keyboards, I wanted two keyboards. There's a lot of songs you'll hear, piano with violin, or maybe organ with horns. This allows us to do other things. It makes the band larger. It throws like an orchestra in there, and it sounds, when somebody's missing at practice, we can tell. Whether it's just Tom or just Sandy, or we know something isn't there. And I thought with two keyboards, it'll be a different concept for people to not only visual with the girls and all that, but also audio. You're hearing two keyboards, two different sounds. That really opens up a lot of avenues to do some of these songs that require. And if you listen to those songs, then there's horns while the piano's at the same time, organ is the piano at the same time, violins at the piano at the same time. She actually has some custom sounds for some of the songs that were put into her keyboard. Rhythm of the Rain is a fine example. It's the exact sound that was used when it was recorded. So she'll be doing that lead, and maybe I'll be doing some rhythm, and vice versa. Some of the freelance leads I take from the harder stuff from back then, But it was when I got her in the band, and it took us a while to get going. Once we got together, it's unique. It's different than what a lot of people do. So I don't think the band's too large. I think it's just perfect the way it is. So
exactly. Agree with you, Rick. Perfect size. Okay, we're going to take a quick break, and we will be back. My guests today are the Runaways, and you're listening to the Mike Kira Radio Show. I am the community here in the Woodridge Public Library, and stay with us.
Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain, telling me just what a fool I've been. I wish that it would go and let me cry in vain, and let me be alone again. The only girl I care about is gone away, looking for a brand new start. Little does she know that when she left that day, along with her she took my heart. Rain, please tell me now, does that seem fair for her to steal my heart away when she don't care? I can't love another when my heart's somewhere far away. Listen to the rhythm of the falling rain, telling me just what a fool I've been. I wish that it would cry in vain and let me be alone again. Rain, won't you tell her that I love her so? Please ask the sun to set her heart.